lady.
I want to make sure everybody's still listening.
Taking up her computer and moving out of town. Okay, sure.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I've come before you not to bring a object A and B on your meeting schedule. We talked about this, and this is the third time for me. The August 17th meeting, we presented some options for you. You asked us at that time to come back, to go back and think about it, and see if we can come up with some other solutions or options for you. We believe we have some tonight for you. Option A would be you would have city council voting meetings on the 2nd and 4th Monday night of each month, beginning at 7 p.m., with one of those meetings to include a work session immediately following that voting meeting. Option B would be that you would have city council voting meetings on the 2nd and 4th Monday night of each month, beginning at 7 p.m. with a work session immediately following both voting meetings. These options afford additional time for you to review all agenda documentation and a 2-week period between all meetings.
I'll take first hack at this real quick. I know this subject keeps coming up. It's kind of like the phoenix. It's coming out of the ashes here. I thought we discussed this a couple times and kind of decided to stay where we were until we kind of things kind of smooth out a little bit.
I don't recall.
You don't recall it?
One of the major reasons was you wanted additional time between meetings, and yet still have 2 voting meetings a month and still have work sessions. It's kind of hard to have a week between meetings and accomplish all of that. That's what we've been asked to do, was to try and give you, when you have a meeting every week, you don't really have time, staff doesn't have time to prepare it, disseminate, get your comments, incorporate it in a timely manner.
I think Denny's just afraid he's going to miss all of us if he doesn't see us every week.
Well, I know this has been brought up, Danny, and I know we did at that time say that until we kind of get everything, until we get run smooth, things start dying down a little bit, we thought it was too early to do this, and I think our business is the city's business. Our business is serving the citizens, and whether it takes us 3 meetings a month or whatever, but I can't imagine running a regular meeting and running a work session, with this number of agendas and giving them due process. I said my piece. I'm in favor of staying right where we are. So, Danny, you're up.
Okay. Notwithstanding, I have no problem with meeting 3 times, but I do have a problem in not getting information in time and fashion, and our staff really doesn't have time to get information out. If we're sending stuff out to the public, it's incomplete. And we're making changes over the weekend, and quite frankly, I think that's a disservice to our public here. Notwithstanding the fact that tonight is 10:35 in the evening, we've been here 3.5 hours. Most of our last 6 or 7 meetings have been fairly short in terms of things we had to discuss. Tonight, I think, was a little bit different, but I think we could go with one of these two, and I'm not really crazy one over the other. I do work sessions after each meeting. But I do think that our staff needs to have ample time to prepare for us so that we can prepare for the citizens. And right now, I think that we're getting stuff on the weekends, on a Sunday night, that we're having to prepare, that I think we could do a better job. And I think we could handle a lot of these things in a much more expedient fashion and do a better job. That's my opinion.
If I could just, Council Member
Schwartle,
just explain a little further on the work sessions. The voting meetings would be really simply that. They would be your business voting meetings. Of course, you would still have public hearings. You need to have those. The work sessions immediately following those are actually the work sessions for that next voting meeting. For instance, if you were doing this tonight, you would start with a voting meeting. You would have a work session, this work session, for your next business meeting starting at 7 followed by a work session for that next foot.
Some of the things that take a long time here are, again, the time for us to digest, and having 2 days to maybe discuss an item before we have a meeting, you know, what we're going to do here. It takes us a lot of time here. I have SharePoint is an option, because there's a lot of things that we spend a lot of time talking about here that we could be addressing in advance. And not, you know, not like you said, Danny said, spending 3.5 hours here. I can't imagine having a regular city council meeting and a work session like this afterwards. That's just my 2 cents. Is we need more time to talk about it, but I don't know that we. I sure as heck don't need more. But the SharePoint might be what facilitate getting that info out there and having an exchange with us. You know, seeing where we're at without actually having to. To hash everything out with a couple of phone calls on Monday afternoon, like we usually do.
I think with that SharePoint, we also put a lot of stuff on the consent agreement.
Well, if we can get things that are what I'll call almost no-brainers settled, you know, prior to our meetings, and have a long consent agenda and a few items on the regular agenda, it'd be a lot more balanced.
I think the reason that we've had shorter working meetings is because we've taken the time in these work sessions, so that when we get to the work, to the business meeting, we've actually hashed a lot of these things out. We can move relatively quickly to any votes on things we can disagree on. I can't imagine that us being successful at that if we're trying to start that at 9:30 at night after we've had, or 9 o'clock at night. I think that there. Different formats, different senses of formality. I'm not sure we can combine a business meeting and a working session in the same evening and still have to be effective. I'd like us to change the schedule on how things are distributed and when, and I think we can do that just simply by acknowledging that, guys, none of us can add something to an agenda on a Thursday and expect it to be on that Monday's agenda, right? We're the ones, we're our own worst enemy here, right? We have to reconcile for ourselves that if we want something on next Monday's agenda, we got to put it on the agenda by the Monday before. And if we set that up as our own, our own rule, then guys, we set the meeting agenda up a week in advance, and if we want something on, that's when we do it. And if midweek we decide we want something added, it's for the meeting after. Then I think we can get the material out sooner. We can review it in plenty of time, get it up on the web in plenty of time, and not be working all weekend to digest, half a meeting.
I agree with both Robert and Tom has stated. I guess my issue comes with the SharePoint aspect. Is the public really served by that process? SharePoint's great when you have access to the drives and access to the servers and the documents. Is SharePoint open to public records? Is SharePoint, how does that, it's a meeting on a server is what it is.
Depends on how it's set up. Okay. It doesn't have to be in the rules.
It's open to public records. It's open to public meetings as a different
tool. Well, again, it's a document on a server. Tom goes in, he edits it. I go in, I edit it. Danny goes in, he edits it. In reality, we're having a meeting on a server.
Well, the other problem we get functionality-wise is y'all go in and edit all the documents. At the end of the day, which one do we use? I mean, if you put one answer, he puts one answer, he puts one answer. I mean, do you just pick with the last one that got it in, or which one we agree with? I mean, that's where we get some difficulty, too, is that what do we end up proposing, y'all, instead of three different documents? If you don't come to agreement,
go ahead.
What do we do?
It's on the same.
Yeah, so, okay.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm just raising the issue. I have more questions than I have answers, I guess, is the point on the issue.
And I appreciate the same issue, which is the two of us may have very different ideas of how the same sentence or paragraph ought to be. And if we've got a situation where there's clearly not agreement on how something should read, then I think we have a deadline date. We say if there's not agreement on this, on any particular area, then it reverts to the original text, and it's handled in public with debate, with amendments, and we work through it in the public interest. And so I think you just set a date that says on this particular date and time, you know, your last chance to object to somebody else's insertion comes and goes. And if you don't object, then the text stays in. If you do object, it all comes out, reverts to the first version, and you deal with it publicly. I think that can be made to work.
Adrian?
This is a completely different subject. I just had a request, and we ran into this tonight, if we could have our public hearings at the beginning of the meetings, because a lot of people end up staying very late. It's a completely different subject, but when you're scheduling them, is there a reason why we're having the public hearings or the things that involve a lot of people attending? I've noticed a lot of them are scheduled late in the meeting. Is there a reason that they're scheduled so late?
On this agenda tonight, it was strictly that all the financial items came first. That was strictly the only reason.
Yeah, we can adjust. Chris gave Jaron like $50.
That's all it was. He didn't do that.
We also have the ability to change the order on the agenda. So when we see something, if we knew that Convention and Visitors Bureau was going to be sitting there all night for 3 hours, if he was there to speak to us, we knew that. If we thought about it, we could have moved it.
Well, and I thought the Marcus thing.
I did think about it and brought it to my attention.
Well, the Marcus thing, too. I had a feeling that there were some people here. Yeah.
I think we could continue to, you know, to have this around here, and I don't know what the answer is right now. I just, you know, our business is the people's business. And, you know, how many nights, how long it takes, but I will just tell you right now, there's 1, 2, 3 citizens still here tonight at this hour of the night. Thank you all. Get a prize. I don't know what the hell it's going to be, but get your prize. And but you know, if the later we stay, people go home. And then I don't know, John, you know, if we're serving in the public interest by doing that. That's one of my points. You know, the charter meetings, you know, if you have 3 of them, I think you'll have bigger attendance, and if you have 2 of them, they're one. So I don't know where the public interest is served right there. I think the public interest is served by being here, hearing what we've got to do before the bank goes home.
I guess my point was that we shouldn't be doing business on an electronic server that nobody else has access to, behind the scenes on a regular basis, where we're making policy decisions as a group without it being a deal. That's all I wanted to raise.
I don't think we've got a consensus on this issue, so yes, Juan, go ahead.
Whenever y'all are through with this, I've got one brief issue for executive session that'll take 2 minutes.
Okay, are we done with slide 14? Thank you, Sharon.
It'll take 2 minutes from me.
Okay,
I'll
entertain a motion.
Public comment.
Oh, thanks for saving me.
Public comment,
where
we can talk again?
Right? Yeah. 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 Okay, everybody, okay, anybody got a card? Anybody cards? Any cards back there? There's only 3 of us. Would you like to step up there for public comment?